Chapter 3. Fox sat in his car smoking a cigarette. The windows were rolled up tight. Smoke filled the space. He thought of tear gas. Not for the first time, not for the last. The needle wouldn't skip on that record. Lacrimatory agents, they were called, which was a fancy way of saying your eyeballs were going to be impaled on spikes. 20 seconds of exposure was all it took. The gas overstimulated the corneal nerves. Pain, tears, coughing, sneezing, and blindness followed. Boot camp. Fox had stood with the men in his unit as they watched the first team get gassed. The exposure was supposed to toughen them up, prepare them for jungle warfare, but what it did was break them down. Grown men screamed like little girls. They tried to scratch out their eyes. They begged for mercy. Fox had watched them writhe around like worms and thought they were idiots. They had all gotten the same briefing. Sure, it hurt, but you just had to wait it out. 30 minutes later, you were fine. 30 minutes was nothing. You could do anything for 30 minutes. Then, it was Fox's turn to be gassed. Hot tears blistered his eyes. He inhaled needles into his lungs. He panicked. He dropped to the floor. He begged for mercy just like all the worms who had come before him. That was where the shame came from. Not the crying or the choking, but the begging. Only once before in his life had Fox ever begged for anything. He was 12 years old, and he had quickly learned that there was no use begging because nobody was going to help you but yourself. So, 12-year-old Fox had vowed that his begging days were over. And then, 7 years later, he was at Camp Bumfuck rolling around on the floor alongside 20 other grunts like a helpless, pitiful worm. Should Fox take even a little bit of pride in the fact that he wasn't the one begging the loudest? A guy from his unit had died from exposure. Undiagnosed asthmatic.